As he plays his cello, Yo-Yo Ma's eyes are often shut tight in concentration, while his youthful, wide, well-known face mirrors the complex shifts of emotion in the music he's making. It's the look of a man who long ago mastered his instrument. Ma has been playing cello since 1959, when he was 4 years old. Just 2 years after he'd begun playing, he was being introduced by famed conductor and composer Leonard Bernstein to a large Washington, D.C. audience that included President John F. Kennedy. Yo-Yo Ma's sister accompanied him on the piano. Yo-Yo Ma was born in Paris, France, to Chinese parents. The family moved to America when he was 4. Ma says he struggled early on with the fact that each of these 3 cultures claimed superiority over the others.
So I grew up pretty confused, thinking, well, you know, adults must obviously know a lot more than I do, but they can't all be right. So my strategy dealing with all of this was to say, well, maybe they're all right some of the time, but not necessarily all the time. And that's sort of the way I think about the world today, is that, in fact, nobody knows everything. And so that kind of keeps me curious about the world. And the musical part was a very exciting domain to explore, because music is essentially about voice. The way I was trained was to find the voice of the composer. You know, who is that person? Why that person does what he or she does? And of course, in the kind of music that I'm involved in, a lot of it has to do with music that was created in a very different place at a very different time. For example, the idea of classicism, where everything is balanced. So in terms of the Lutheran world that Bach was coming from, but yet he was trying to also elbow and find the edges of that world as an incredibly imaginatively adventurous person. Or you go to Shostakovich, who I think was such a witness for the era that he lived through. To Argentinian music, to Brazilian music, where the different combination of European, indigenous, and African elements mixed in a different way in each of those countries.
Many of the 100 or so albums Yo-Yo Ma has released explore non-classical genres. He takes obvious delight in the popular music of Cole Porter, for example. And he has collaborated on several projects with his friend, the singer Bobby McFerrin. He has also concentrated on the film scores of the Italian composer Ennio Morricone. Yo-Yo Ma is also deeply interested in anthropology, which he studied at Harvard, and the ways humans use music to express their cultural identity and values.
And we do that over and over again in many different ways. I like to explore it in musical form because there's an authenticity in sound that is perhaps, on the one hand, less precise than words. In another way, it includes a lot of unconscious background. In intonation, in tone, you hear the unconscious, the primal, the motivations. For me, a human being is that whole package.
Yo-Yo Ma has spent much of his career exploring some of the world's most far-flung musical cultures, highlighting their underlying commonalities and savoring their differences. In 2006, Ma was designated an official United Nations Messenger of Peace. His Silk Road Ensemble, which he founded in 1998, showcases the cultural traditions of the ancient trade route that extends from the Mediterranean to the Pacific Ocean. Ma says finding and understanding his own musical voice was a goal it took him years to achieve. When he was young, Ma says, he tried to mimic the sound of his cello teacher, the great Leonard Rose, and the legendary cellist Pablo Casals, to no avail. At 19, Ma spent an entire year practicing for what he hoped would be a perfect recital in New York. His technique was indeed superb.
But I felt bored and not involved. And I felt like this was a moment where I could actually put down the cello and leave the stage and nothing would happen because I was not committed to the moment. And so that was a moment of epiphany. I said, you know, I know perfection is always a desired goal, but it cannot be the primary goal. Expression has to be the primary goal because otherwise there's no need for an actual person to be there. One thing I love about music is that in a performance, you actually have to give the totality of what you know at that moment. It's not what you hope to know. You can't backtrack. You have to put yourself out on the line and declare yourself. This is who I am. I am strong. I'm vulnerable. I am sentimental. I'm objective. I am at arm's length. I am preaching. I am supplicating. I'm mortal. I'm trying to not be mortal, but I fail. It's all of those human struggles that you actually have to deliver at a certain moment. And essentially, it demands that you try your very best.
With the cellist Yo-Yo Ma, I'm Adam Phillips reporting from New York.